for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
First service for the Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. It's Thursday evening, August the 29th, 2002. Jack Duran of New Joy Ministries of Youngtown, Arizona, is the minister of the evening.
I think that Christianity has, that a lot of the problems are, is that many people really don't understand who they are in Christ, or don't understand the power that they have to stand and see God work in their lives. Amen? You know, you can have a lot of lack and still believe that you have a lot, because God is your source. And I think that's what the enemy does. He comes to bind us to all kind of garbage and not making us realize who we really are in Christ, what we have in Him. Before I start, look at somebody and say, you might act like a know-it-all. Tell them that. Come on, pay attention. You might act like a know-it-all, but you're not. Pay attention. You might learn some things. I want you to say this with me tonight. I am the salt of the earth.
I am the righteousness of God.
I am a partaker of His divine nature. I am called of God. I am the first fruits among His creation. I am chosen. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Being changed into His image. Raised up with Christ. And seated in heavenly places. Beloved of God. One in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I thank You tonight for the word of the Lord. And I ask, Father, that You would just open our ears to hear and our eyes to see. We thank You for the very presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. And so we bless You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, we're called to be people of destiny. We're on a journey. We're focused. I always tell people, stay focused. One of the things that I hear a lot from Christians, or not a lot, from, well, those that are struggling, is it doesn't work. How many of you know it works? If this don't work, we better hang it up. Because this is the only thing that works. I was reading a caption in one of the pictures that I saw, and it said, "Watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Choose your words, for they become your actions. Understand your actions, for they become habits. Study your habits, for they will become your character. Develop your character, for it becomes your destiny."
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I grew up in a little town in New Mexico, a family of 11. We learned how to fighting over the tortillas all the time. Praise God. Had a mother that had a good uppercut. Amen. I tell people that my mother used to pray over me and say, "Jack, come out of him," you know. But the Lord is good. But God is merciful, and when a mother prays, the Lord responds.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to just minister to you a little bit tonight. There's so much literature over there. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to add another book one of these days. Just for the sake of it, you know. Hey, I wrote a book, you know. But I trust it'll be a blessing. I'm doing another book on deliverance, just of the experiences that I've had in deliverance. And it's an awesome thing. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen cripples walked. All the good things that God does. And then I pray for some and they die. So I said, "God, help us." Amen. But we're going to keep on doing what God says we ought to do, and going to believe God for greater things. Amen. For the Lord is an awesome God. I believe in the preparation of God. We can say that God is preparing you and me, and He's giving you spiritual breakthroughs that are going to be so awesome in the season that are going to astound us, because we call it the new anointing, but the anointing has always been there, but it'll be new for some of us, or a greater anointing impartation of the things of God that God has for us. I've been kicked out of hospitals because I go and pray for the sick, and all kinds of machines go on and off, and those that are in a coma awake and are raised again. And so God is a miracle working God. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So He wants you to be endued with His power. And one of the things that God is teaching us today is, how do I get working in this power that God has, you know, without being, one of the things that God doesn't want us to do, He doesn't want us to fail. Because the Bible already says that He who has begun a good work in us is going to perfect it till the day of Jesus Christ. Before I continue any further, the Lord is going to fill you up because you're hungering for greater things. The Lord says He's going to break some things off of you that probably you don't understand what's going on. But those are generation things that have been hanging on to you that God's going to break away from you to fulfill the calling that God has for you because of the hunger that God sees in your heart. And the Spirit of the Lord will enlarge your borders. But one of the things that, as I was worshiping a while ago, the Lord said to warn you that you guard that you don't get puffed up. Because the enemy will try to puff you up because of the things that are going to be revealed. Amen? So be careful of those things to be able to seek the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So one of the things that God has for us is He wants to put power in us to be a mighty instrument in His hands because of before the coming of His Son. And so as we, you know, in the book of Matthew, He says that we are the salt of the earth. That, you know, they use a lot of salt to preserve pork. And I'm not saying that we're preserving pork, porkies, you know. But God, one of the things that God calls us to do in this generation and our generation is that God calls us out of darkness into this marvelous light in order for us to be preservers of humanity. Amen. So we have the power to preserve, to deliver, to keep, if we speak out of our mouth, the life that is in us. We can read all we want to that life and death is in the tongue. And most of the time, bondages come to us because we speak bondages out of our mouth. But if we begin to speak according to the Word, you know, confess the Word means you prophesy the Word of God. This is what God says. This is who I am. You know, when I first got saved, I used to have a lot of problems because I couldn't get through for 3 years of who I was in Christ. You know, I always, you know, we Mexicans and blacks, we're always the rejected, we're the minorities. And I found out that Jesus says that we're majorities with Him. So I transferred. Boom. Went a different direction. I said, hallelujah. Finally learned that I'm a priest and a king unto the Lord, a holy nation, peculiar person. Not weird, just peculiar, somebody said. Hallelujah. And so we're moving into a different area of move with God where it's the reality of seeing God work in us and help us to deliver the Word like it's supposed to be delivered. The brother actually, Brother Clemens, was speaking earlier about holiness, righteousness unto the Lord. One of the things that happens in the church, as we know, that a lot of things come into the house of worship from, we study about Jezebel spirits and spirit of control and everything, and sometimes people in outside the church have, they might be able to control because of where they grew up or how they grew up, and pretty soon they want to come into the house of worship and they want to direct the band. Amen. They want to direct the prayer meetings. They want to direct the pastors, and all spirits come into the house of worship. But thank God for His delivering power. I ask tonight the Holy Spirit that I trust that you all left your religious spirits outside the gate. Because that's one of the most destructive spirits in the house of the Lord, a religious spirit. And God don't need religious spirits. He needs righteous relationships. Amen. And God has filled us with power to be able to cast out demons and heal the sick and stand and see the delivering power of God. I was thinking a while ago about some of the ministry that has walked through here that I know of that are in deliverance. And the way the enemy has attacked them is probably because a lot of us have not prayed for them. One of the writers said, woe to me if I sin against God by neglecting to pray for you. And so I was thinking about that today. I says, I wonder how many of our brothers suffer because we don't lift them up. Instead, we criticize them. And the spirit of criticism comes into the house of worship. And so all kinds of things happen. I'm going to ask you something tonight that you see me here. I trust you won't forget me. Whether you agree with me or disagree, Whether you like what I say or you don't like, I ask you to pray for me. Amen. And when you begin to pray for me, greater things are going to happen. I ask you to do the same for the other ministry that will be ministering here today. We all, the brother said it so plainly. I says, you know, we agree and disagree, you know. And some of us think we've arrived and we know everything, but we really don't. And so the enemy entices us, and pretty soon we become more critical than brothers and sisters in Christ. And so the enemy comes and destroys. But I believe that God wants to give you power of going into the spirit world to bind and tear down Satan's strongholds. And that's the power that God has given us, that once we were entangled and we were enticed and we were bound by these things, and now we have the power to even break generational curses. If you'll be hearing some more about generational curses and breaking and binding and loosening the things that God has taught us to do. I think some of you have heard about this man that killed those two girls in Oregon. And it's amazing the generational curse that's there, because his own father had killed a woman and buried her under cement in under his house. And so the generational curses, all these things we're going to deal with. And I know that you come expecting. Some of you have been here probably at every meeting. And there are people that hear the word because I teach. I pastor a church. I travel a lot, go through the prisons to do deliverance. God is opening doors in the prisons to have deliverance seminars in our town and around Phoenix. And so we're excited about that. I think this is the first deliverance conference that we'll be having there in Phoenix, and one of the biggest prisons. It's going to be in January. So we ask you to pray for us. But God is an awesome... How many of you know that God's purpose for you is to perfect you, to be more like Jesus?
Amen.
God's purpose is not to make you millionaires, give you bigger houses, bigger cars. It doesn't matter. You know, you can have all those things. I like good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I got the suits and the ties, and I finally got set free. It's too hot in Phoenix to be wearing ties anyway. So, hallelujah. Amen. But God is good. And many of you have prayed and believed God for years for answers to your prayers, and you've cried out to God for your children. But I believe if we really stand on the gap, some of you are product of answered prayer. I'm product of answered prayer. My mother used to tell me, you will preach the gospel. I says, I will not serve your God and I will not preach the gospel. He says, you will, for you devil's disciple. And she called me a devil's disciple and prayed for me. So I'm going to... And so, how many of you know that prayer works?
Amen.
And when you love the Lord, God is going to... If you're not serving God, you're serving somebody.
That's right.
And people say, well, that was mean of your mama. I said, no, she had discernment.
Amen.
Amen. I grew up in a Christian home. Wild as could be. Broke my back in three places. Dislocated my shoulders. Busted my head. Broke my hands. All kinds of stuff because of ignorance and sin in my life. But God has restored everything to me. Amen. As you begin to grasp the truth that we'll be sharing with you, you're going to see greater prayer victories than ever before in your life. This is a prophetic word to you tonight, that God will be answering your prayers and situations and circumstances that you thought were impossibilities are going to be possible as you begin to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing that God has for you. There's a few people, there's about three people here that are really struggling. You came here tonight because you've been warned against the thing that you can't break, and everybody's cast it out and prayed for you and anointed you a million times. It's not working. It's time that you understand who you are in Christ. Because if you don't understand who you are in Christ, the enemy is going to eat you alive.
Yeah.
And you need to begin to confess out of your mouth that you are sanctified, that you are holy, that you are the righteousness, that you are God's anointed, that you have been called out of darkness into this marvelous light. And when we begin to speak the word of God with boldness and see the working of God in our lives, we're going to see transformation happen right in front of our eyes. How many of you know that God desires that none of us should perish? Let me tell you something. If God is so powerful that he rose again, what makes you think that the devil has more power than him?
Amen.
And the spoken word that comes out of our mouth is the two-edged sword that we speak about. The word that comes up to, it'll tear up, destroy, build up, whatever God sends it to do. But it's a powerful two-edged sword. This is the word of the Lord. So I encourage you tonight, as you stand and see the salvation of God, that you will not be moved from where you are and begin to speak out of you this power of the word of God that must become a live word to you. It can't just be a thought in you or something you're just thinking. You've got to speak it, and then you have to believe it.
in order for it to perform that which we send it to do. And that word says that he sent the word and healed. Salvation means deliverance. To be set free not only from sicknesses. You see, the war is not against sickness, it's against spiritual forces. Because we can read till we're blue in the face and study day and night and pray out and say that our war is not against flesh and blood. But unless we really understand that, most of us are fighting flesh and blood most of the time.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Talk to me. Because the more you talk to me, the earlier you're going to go home. Because you're going to see long-term diseases disappear because we're going to learn how to get to the root of all the cause and bind the enemy in the power and authority that Christ has given you and has given me. I have a stepson that I've had since he was 7 years old. Now he's 39 or 40 years old. I've adopted two children, two other boys. I got them when they were a day old. Now one's going to be 23, the other one's going to be 22. And I've had to break curses from them, generational curses, because the enemy puts in them and it follows. But you know what's the amazing thing about the Word of God in deliverance? That God says the generational curses will follow to the third and fourth generation. But the covenant of God is for 1,000 generations.
Right.
Somebody, give him praise with me tonight. Hallelujah. This is how awesome our God is. For 4 generations, ooh, I can break those.
Amen.
My father died of a heart attack, and I went to the doctor. You know, these doctors, they're sharp. You know, they want to know what your father had, what your mother had, what grandma had. And this guy says, you're going to die of a heart attack like your dad. I said, no, you're going to die like my dad. I'm not going to die of a heart attack like my dad. You understand?
Yeah.
And the medical doctor here, Brother Noel, he knows that that's what they ask. What is this generational curse in your life? And what is all this diseases that you... They don't ask you what you have. They want to know what mom and dad have. And so all the things that are coming in our lives are going to be dealt with because we're going to understand the root cause of what's going on. And so... Your warfare is in the spirit world. You need to understand that more than ever before in your life. This is a spiritual warfare thing.
Yeah.
It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing that is taking place in our lives. And we're at war against principalities and power, spiritual wickedness that the Bible teaches in high places of the earth and all around us. And we need to understand the power that is within us without being flaky. So many flakies out there. Amen? Everything that moves, they want to cast it out, you know. They hear a squeak in the night and they, demons, you know. You know, we talk about owls, and you know, I was laughing the other day because, you know, we as Christians, everything is a symbol of demonic, and we cast out the owls and everything and don't have owl statues and everything. And I was looking out at my house, and on my fence there was an owl, a stone owl. And there was a bunch of birds standing on it doing their thing. Real birds. And I said, but Christians will run from that while the bird goes and supposed to be afraid of it and they're not even scared. That's a freebie. Thank you, Jesus. That's okay. So... You're not fighting against sicknesses or diseases such as cancer, diabetes, heart trouble. You're fighting spiritual battle, and Satan is the one that is attacking you. I believe that every sickness, every struggle is part of the curse. You know, but God says He's given us victory. I've been battling and standing for deliverance on this knee myself. And I went to the doctors, and you know, the doctors, you know that the remedy sometimes is worse than the sickness? They wanted to give me a pills for my toenail, and I said, side effects, doctor, is this true? It says kidneys and failure of liver. I said, well, you're more sicker than me. You know, I ain't going to take no pills for that stuff.
I know that's right.
Amen. And I don't. Amen. Went to the doctor. I said, what's the ultimate? He'd check me out. I want to know how to pray and war against this thing. He said, well, we can make you a bionic man and put a metal knee in you. And if you get an infection, we'll cut it off. I said, thank you very much. And so we got to use a lot of wisdom and see the salvation of God, whether it's physically, materially, or even in the lack of poverty, is also a curse that we need to break. Amen. Because God says that we should have to give to every good cause. Amen.
Amen.
Said with me, we're fighting a spiritual battle.
Say it with me.
We're
hey, now. Man, give you a second off. You went to sleep on me. Because you need to understand that you're not fighting loved ones or who have become alcoholics or drug addicts or runaway teenagers. You need to understand the root cause of whatever behind everything that's happening in your life and those around you. And you need to learn how to war against this thing and stand against it and break the curses. You know, in my church, I have kids that are running away from home, from their parents and their elders and their deacons. I said, brother, bind the enemy. Bind the spirit that causes the generational curses of your kids being roamers and runaways. Bind that spirit. Don't take a belt every time. I'm going to be back in October to preach and teach the men how to be pillars and how to war against the things that they need to stand in war against. Amen. Because you're fighting a spiritual battle against evil spirits that are attempting to control your unsaved loved ones in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you need deliverance?
Thank you for inviting me.
Are you leaving?
Thank you all for inviting me.
Stand right here. Come here, brother. No. We might as well do it here. Look at me. What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Darren Smith.
Darren, you're a rejected man, aren't you? Are you homeless? Are you homeless? Father, you know, you believe that Jesus died for you? You believe he was crucified and buried and resurrected? And because of the blood, you can have eternal life like we can? Look at me. Look at me. You believe that? Do you believe that Jesus died for you?
Yes, sir.
You want to accept him in your heart?
Jesus is in my heart.
Say, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I invite Jesus into my heart even now.
Jesus, into my heart.
Save me.
Save me.
I repent. Say, I repent.
I repent.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Go. Father, we just cast out every tormenting spirit of lack, of poverty, of destruction, of suicide. I command it to leave you right now. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Loosen him. Loosen him right now.
Turn him loose now.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out of him now.
Loosen him.
Turn him loose now. You rejection spirit. Come out of him in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn him loose.
Turn him loose right now.
Don't you tear him. You be gone now in the name of Jesus.
Loosen him.
Be gone in the name of Jesus.
I break the power of darkness over you.
Turn him loose.
Listen to him
out.
Right now.
Out.
Take a deep breath.
Out.
Listen
to
him, you foul, tormenting demons of hell. Listen to
him.
Listen to him right now.
Jesus.
Listen to him right now.
In
Jesus' name. We take authority and dominion over you. Listen
to
him. Listen to him. Listen to him. Come out of him right now. We bind you. Listen to him right now. In the name of Jesus.
We break all the curses.
We break the power of darkness right
now.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus'
name.
Listen to him.
In the name of Jesus. Curse of rejection.
The words that's been spoken against him. He's been cursed as a child. In the name of Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Loosen him.
Come on out. Come on out.
Listen
rejection
him.
Rejection now.
Listen him.
Come out in the name of Jesus. All of you.
Listen him right
in
now.
In the name of Jesus.
In
be
Jesus'
gone.
Name.
Be
in
gone
Jesus
in
name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Be gone
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. All of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on out. 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 In Jesus' name.
Father, I break the power of this witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just be in prayer right now. And break the power of witchcraft right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we break. In the name of Jesus. Break that spirit right now. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to him. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Father. For the power of God. In Jesus' name.
I bind you and I break your power.
Listen to him right now.
I bind you here by the Spirit of the living God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I say to you that you will release him now.
Now.
You will line up and
in Jesus' name.
And come out. You go. 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 You will not move in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll take your power now.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will loosen. You will
loosen
him. You will not.
Loosen him right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Listen now.
You isolate you from all other spirits. You've got no power, authority, any other spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will isolate you.
Now.
Turn him loose
listen.
Now.
Yes.
In Jesus.
I break the power of darkness off of you.
In
Jesus'
name.
Jesus' name. Loosen him. Come out of him.
Come on, out.
Loosen
of,
him.
All of you.
Listen.
All the divination.
Listen him.
All
him. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of
murder,
God.
Rebellion.
In Jesus' name.
I bind all of you. You
thank you, Jesus.
Devils in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
You will come out.
Listen
now.
Him.
Him
listen
him,
all of you.
All of you.
Come out of here.
All the Amorites.
Thank you,
all
Jesus.
All the Amorites. Come on out.
Listen.
Now. In the name of Jesus. Bow off.
Demon of
loose.
Torment.
Jesus.
Spirit of death.
Turn him loose now.
Listen him right now. In Jesus' name. Listen him right now. Yes.
All the spirits of the python.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I break. Listen to me again. You are not married to this man.
Yes.
He is not yours. This is called the bride of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
He's called the bride of Christ.
Listen to him.
I break
listen
the blood
him.
Of Jesus has
listen
annulled your covenant.
Listen him.
That's right. The blood
listen
of
him.
Jesus has annulled
listen
your covenant.
Father, we
no
release anointing
right.
In the name of Jesus.
I send the angels
thank
from
you,
heaven
Jesus.
Now. I call a hornet to drive you out. To
yes,
you.
Lord.
I loosen upon you the spirits of fire and destruction.
Listen him. Come out of him.
Will come
all
out
of you.
Now, all of you.
Spirit of
all of you.
Insanity.
Come
command you to leave him.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Listen him.
In Jesus' name. Name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus'
thank you, Lord.
Name, all of you.
Father, set him free tonight.
Everybody,
Jesus'
come
name.
On out, all of it. Out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Out. All of you now. Come on
listen
out
him right now.
Come on out of his backbone. Come on out of his gut.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, all of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Every
in the name of Jesus.
Come on out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Out.
Listen
all
him.
Of you.
Listen him.
All of you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, every bit of you. Come
thank
on
you,
out.
Jesus.
You will
thank you, Jesus.
Now.
We worship you, Lord.
Out,
we worship you, Lord.
Come on out, you spirit of
thank you, Jesus.
Now. Spirit of poverty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Vagabond.
Yes.
I break
yes.
Power.
Yes.
You will turn him
loose. Loose. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
Turn him.
Amen.
This
amen.
Is my brother, and I love him. My brother, and I love him.
Yes.
I love my brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of
thank
love.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Just stay in the attitude of worship right now. Stay in the attitude of worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sit up, look at me. Sit up, look at me. Look at me. Look at me now. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Amen.
Come on now. Turn. Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at me. Look at me. Open your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Come on, brother.
What's your name?
Come on, brother.
What's your name?
In the name of Jesus.
What's your name?
Come on. What's your name? In the name of Jesus. What is your name? I command you to speak now. Come on. In the name amen. Of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at me, brother. Look at me.
Open come your eyes and look at me.
Look at me.
Amen.
Love
you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know the Lord's a deliverer? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I love you. Let your love flow into my brother now, Lord God. Let your love flow into him and drive out all.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. The Spirit of the living God. It's in the blood. Thank you, Jesus. We've been given power over all the power of the enemy. Not partial, all power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, be acceptable and beloved. By the blood. By the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just say something to you right now. If the church at large would understand the power of deliverance, you know, the ministry of Jesus Christ, about one-third of the ministry of Jesus was deliverance, casting out demons. I saw Benny Hinn the other day casting out demons in his program, and they start throwing up and getting delivered. I'm going to tell you that fear paralyzes the church. In my hometown, my own pastor, which I came out of the church, used to call me a demon chaser and mock us. I'm not a demon chaser. I don't look for demons. I'm a worshiper. I worship the Spirit of the living God. I see God. But when demons show up, I'm ready. Don't be afraid. Fear doesn't belong to you. Doesn't belong to us. We're not fearful. That's why the Bible says that those that serve God, when we read in the New Testament, it says they didn't even shrink back from death or from the demonic forces. They went after them and cast them out. And so we have power in the name of Jesus to take authority and dominion. And so we come in the name of Jesus tonight. And God's going to do some work in some of you. And there's going to be some things that are going to be broken off of you. Amen. Because all that rebellion, the spirit of sickness, spirit of alcohol, all the things that come upon us need to be broken, not only in us, but in our children also. Amen?
Amen.
And so Satan has no power over the child of God except what we allow him to have. You need to understand that tonight. You know, because we can go to deliverance ministries and we can come here every time the doors open. I'm glad you're here. But I hope that you're learning something instead of just coming to another meeting. You have to come here with expectation. You need to come here believing that God's going to do some things. Amen. When you go to your churches, you need to go believing that God's going to move there. And God's going to do some things. You know, I believe tonight, I just sense like some of you need to repent because of what you said about your pastors. And you said in the place of judgment. Amen.
Amen.
And breaking curses of vows that you've made. Some of you have said, I'm not ever going to be like my mother. And you've put her in judgment and you vowed that. Now you ask forgiveness of God and repent of your vow that you made. Because some of us are messed up because of our family tree.
Amen.
Amen. Some of us fell off the tree and landed on our head, I guess. I don't know what happened.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. I'm glad you're here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You need to love this man. You know, the generational curses that follow us is so tremendous. If we understand curses that come and that follow the generations that come down through our bloodline. And in my home, my father, even though he was saved, before he got saved, my father was an alcoholic. He used to play out in the world in a band. And most of us, or all of us, have been alcoholics. The spirits of divorce and everything has been in our home. But I take authority over that. I'm seeing my older brothers, they just called me that he was in his deathbed last year. He's about 76. Last year, he accepted the Lord in March. He says, I want to follow God. And because he was this brother was a bastard son of my mother, but he's my brother. My mother got saved, and then had 10 more kids with my dad, and so all those curses that have followed us. But how many of you know that God, through 1,000 generations, keeps covenant with us? And so we have an awesome responsibility to our families, and I'll tell you, to your children, and instead of saying, no, they'll always be like that and drug addicts and messed up, you ought to begin to bind the enemy of their soul and begin to release blessing and speak salvation and deliverance and healing and restoration. Somebody hear me tonight. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly what we can think or ask. That's why he gave us power and authority. Don't be condemning your children any longer. Your daughter-in-law, your sons, you need to speak healing and restoration in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah with me. The Lord is so good. Let me tell you something. There's no easy answers or shortcuts for us to understand or determine the root cause of some of the problems. But God is a revealer of things, and that's why we need to fast and pray and seek the mind of God.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you again, you better remember me. Because I'm going to come after you in prayer. Hallelujah. And so we need to determine all these things. It may take you a session in prayer, two sessions, or even weeks, you know, to get delivered. I heard Charles Kev one time speaking about healing, and he's a man of faith. And I got a hold of his tapes because I always had problems with my hip. And people thought I was anointed because I get so much pain at the altar. I'd kick, and people say, "Hey, praise God!" You know, I was saying, "Ouch, God." But I got a hold of truth, and I began to speak the word into my spirit and say, "You're not going to cripple me, arthritis. You're not going to work in my life." And finally, my spirit, I guess, got a hold of it, and it left me. And so we need to understand how to speak the word with power and anointing to see the delivering power of God. One of the ladies from my church, the doctor said, she had called me because the young son was an alcoholic, overdosed, and still drinking, but God had at least woke him up and gave him another chance. So I'm hoping that this young man, he's only like 30 years old. And I walked in the room, and the nurse, the doctor came in, and the mother was there, and the doctor told her, says, "Your son is dead." And she started crying and said, "Don't cry. God sent me here. And your son will live." And I spoke life into his ear, and I said, "I command you, spirit of death, to come out of him. God, give him more years. Give him a chance or two more, whatever it takes to get him to the altar." And he's still alive and out of the hospital. And God is merciful when we stand and see the salvation of God. Somebody give him praise tonight. The Lord is to be magnified. Because everything that we go through, it must be spiritually discerned. Amen. During time set aside for prayer and meditation on God's word so that he can begin to reveal to us the cause of the problems. There's a buzzing here, brother, a sound coming down a little bit and a ringing. Because I'm going to tell you something, as you mature and you grow, you're going to be able to discern and be able to move more into the realm of the power of God and easily discern the different spirits that come to attack you and your family. Let me tell you something. This is not a game. This is not a game right here. It's not a show. It's the battle. It's the real thing of somebody either making it with God forever or going to hell forever. So we must get real in our walk, our relationship with God. And we must not be playing games. You know, as a minister, I ask God constantly, "Purify me, show me." Because it's very easy for us as ministers. We struggle sometimes, and we have to go before the Lord for the Lord to cleanse us and our thoughts and our mind. I hope I get a chance to do some teaching on the perverted spirits also that come to entice us. And most of us here probably have been enticed with perverted spirits, from oral sex to all the garbage that goes on in our lives. And God wants to set us free from that garbage. Somebody say amen. I ministered to a lot of ministers. Last time I was here, there was quite a few ministers from Haiti that were here. And they said, "But my wife likes it and we like it." I said, "So, break the curse. Because God hates it." Come on, somebody. The things that we enjoy that God hates. Come on, somebody. Can I hit you below? Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to get a lady pregnant through the mouth nor with your tongue. Somebody say, "Ouch." God help us. Don't get embarrassed. I'm telling you truth. We're adults and we need to learn truth so that we can teach. I go to the prison, and in the prison, if you put a bunch of men together or a bunch of women, what are they going to do? They're going to turn into lesbians or homosexuals while they're in there. And if we are afraid to tell the truth, God says he gave us a mandate. We have a responsibility. It's not trying to be dirty or nasty. I'm telling you truth that we need deliverance from perverted spirits. Amen. Why do you think all these men are raping all these kids? You think if they just got up one time and said, "I'm going to have sex with this child"? They were probably molested by their father and their mother, their uncle, their grandfather. Come on, somebody. And they touched their minds, and pretty soon they said, they get so aroused, and we said getting so hot. They can't even control themselves that even a little child pleases their lust. Come on, somebody, worship with me tonight. Because God is an awesome God, and we're ashamed in the house of God to tell truth.
All right.
And people say, well, I don't want to be here. Well, if you don't want your children to hear what I'm saying, then you teach them truth. Because the truth will set you free. Let me tell you something. This gospel is not a goodly gospel. It's a godly thing. Come on, somebody. It's a righteous thing. We just read that we are the righteousness of God. And if we're the righteousness of God, then we better act righteous. Be ye holy, for I am holy. As he is, so are we. Thank God he's delivering us. Thank God he's delivering me. I've done about everything you can do, even at the point of going to kill my own brother when I got saved. Couldn't sleep day and night thinking, how can I go kill my own brother? Because of the way what he did to me when I was younger. I was younger than him. Look at somebody and say, take your halo off. This is for you. Come on, somebody. Last time I was here, a young man wanted to debate with me, brother, about women preaching or not preaching. I said, I don't have time to debate with you. I said, well, I got to teach you the word. I said, you ain't going to teach me nothing. I might not know the whole word, but I told him, I said, walk with me for a week and see what I do. And then you come and judge me.
Amen.
You know, I don't know a lot of the scriptures. I can point to a lot of the scriptures, says it's in Genesis or whatever, but I can tell you it is written.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
All right.
Jesus didn't say, well, it's going to be written in Isaiah or whatever. He says that it's written. I'd rather live the walk, and live the word than try to memorize it and not do a thing with it. Come on, somebody. There's a difference between religion and relationship. God didn't come to teach us religion. He came to set us free from religion, that we might be able to speak with boldness the word of the Lord and see results. Hallelujah to the Lamb. As a brother came to me the other day almost crying, he says, I'm paying $2,000 on the rent of my church, and I don't know if I can make it. I says, if you're not going to trust God, get out of it.
Amen.
The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
I'm not in the habit of showing my checkbook to the people, but I've walked this walk with God for 16 years this way, and never failed me. I says, I need $13,275 to pay my rent. And look at my checkbook. Happy as a jaybird. I had $194. But you know what? I wrote the check. Because tomorrow the $13,275 are going to be there. Somebody bless God with me. He says he's going to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Look at somebody and say, we walk by faith and not by sight. Never come in here and preach leadership. Don't ever come in this church and preach that you better give because we've got to pay the electric. If they don't know you got to pay electric, they're blind or they're ignorant. Don't come and tell them you got to pay refrigeration. For these preachers that come and say, you better give us to us because God's going to close the doors. If they don't trust God enough to open doors, God doesn't need money to open doors.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I read in the Bible that all the cattle and all the gold and silver are here. I'll tell you something, I don't intend to die till Jesus takes me home, till the Lord takes me home.
Amen.
Somebody worship with me tonight.
Hallelujah.
Stand with me.
Thank
you. Come
here. Thank
you. I'm just... Confusion is not of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord's going to expound and release some things to your mind that are going to blow you away. But you will understand the principles of the kingdom of God. And God is going to enlarge your borders also. And God's going to do some things in you because you're hungering also. I see a hunger in here. Fill me, Lord. Teach me. Instruct me. If you're faithful to the Lord, He will enlarge your borders. And you're going to have to extend your stakes because God is expanding what God is going to do with you. Expect.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you must discipline yourself to stand and see the salvation of God in prayer and fasting. Amen.
Determined to persevere regardless of the time element involved.
The Lord's time is in His, it's in His hands. It's not in yours.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And you need to see the salvation of God.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Nobody understands a pastor's work like a pastor.
Amen.
So stop criticizing your pastor.
Amen.
One of the brothers came to me one time in the church trying to rule one of those Jezebel spirits, because the Jezebel spirit has no gender they want to control.
Amen.
I'm just sharing with you what's coming out of my spirit right now. And so he wanted to control the church. I said, why don't you go start your own church and see what happens?
Amen.
So he did. Altruism. Let me tell you something. If you don't have a calling on a certain ministry, just because you understand deliverance doesn't give you a deliverance ministry.
Amen.
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 Amen. You see, there's a lot of people, they'd like to be like Benny Hinn. They'd like to have a healing ministry. It doesn't mean that you can pray for the sick and healings don't happen, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have a healing ministry.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Different administrations. You've got to covet the better things of God.
Yes.
And I instruct you tonight, I want to just ask the Lord to bless you. And, because you see, you need to remember that, you must remember that we have taken a journey into the spiritual realm, and we cannot, through our own human resource or understanding, determine the root cause of our problems. Because the Bible teaches us that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, but they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You've got to discern by the Spirit. Get rid of religious spirits in you and stop being a know-it-all and give the babe in Christ a chance to grow without you sticking out your 45 Bible and shooting him every time he opens his mouth to correct him. Woo! Where did that come from? Holy Ghost! Somebody help us. It's a good thing you don't have lettuce and tomato. You throw them at me tonight. God wants you to exercise spiritual discernment in your walk with Him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm going to tell you, in fact, it is to the strong, mature Christian that real meat of the Word is given. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews 5:14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Some Christians today, they're born again and they don't discern evil. They discern everything that moves and everything that squeaks. The crackling in the night. God has called us to be spiritual warriors, to be mature, to be able to stand and see the salvation of God in our lives. I am amazed at the responsibility that a husband has.
Amen.
I am amazed, and I'm teaching and mentoring men how to take authority, that the pillars are in place.
Amen.
The king, the mentor, the warrior, the friend.
Amen.
Without letting the enemy come and destroy everything that God's trying to do in your household, and begin to discern the power of darkness so that you'll be able to be strong in the power of His might.
Amen.
Somebody say, Lord, I love you.
I
want to let you know that the Satan's greatest power is the ability to deceive.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why in the houses of worship, a lot of spiritual junk is there. In my house, because I'm trying to learn Christians, teach them how to do deliverance, and they're over there saying, well, how come you're not involved? I says, well, you're going to learn that you can't cast flesh out.
Amen.
But says, that flesh? I says, yeah. The more you try to cast it out, the more the flesh responds. Let me tell you something. Not every Christian has demons, but a lot of them do.
Amen.
Amen. And they bring them to church.
Amen.
That's why God has given us the supernatural gift of discerning the spirits, so we'll be able to discern, to detect, to expose, to destroy the counterfeit operations of Satan that come to deceive us and distract us and kill that which God has given us and rob us of the blessings of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. One more yawn and I'm going to let you go home. You know, my son, I've done deliverance on my own children. And I just found out that I had to break another generational curse that I didn't know my son had.
See, I don't want to just go over and name every curse or name every generational curse that I know of and name everything without knowing that it's there. I don't want to shoot in the air and hit nothing. I don't want to be like lightning, hit everywhere, hoping that I hit it. I want to know that God is there. My son, one time, the demon had attacked my son. I think I've shared that with you before. He was 9 years old when the demons were warring in his sleep. And the Lord woke me up and says, the enemy is trying to destroy the mind of your young son. I got up and I cast that demon out. And my son sat up on bed and he says, there he goes, there he goes, there he goes. In the morning, he didn't even remember that dad had been in to cast out the demons from him. So that's okay until later on he heard me teaching about it. But let me tell you something. We as Christians have a tremendous... See, one thing we don't want to do as Christians, our responsibility. Your responsibility is not to come and check me out. Amen. You check me out with the Word and you go study. If I'm wrong, then you pray for me.
Amen.
But we learned a few things. We learned John 3:16 and we want to tell everybody from the Pope on down what to do, bro. And it's not going to work.
Amen.
Amen. Not all of us walk in the same plane, but we're all saved.
Amen.
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 Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Because you're a soldier in God's army.
Yes.
Say, I'm a soldier in God's army. How many of you know that God wants you to have a special insight into the realm in which you're warring right now and where you're going of the spirit of your own life and events involving the church as a whole?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. More than anything, I want to be able to discern. You know, it doesn't take much if a man walks on high heels in here to discern he's a homosexual.
All right.
You don't need discernment. You need eyes to see. Oh, high heels. But when they don't wear those things, you need to discern what's there.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
That's the spirit of discernment.
Yes.
Amen. That's why God gives us power and authority. No matter how hard the enemy may try to get us sidetracked or deceived, praise God, the church has been given the capacity. We have, say it with me, we have the capacity
to know the enemy
and his strategy of warfare. I'm going to let you go because we'll be teaching some more. But you know what? You need to stand and see the salvation of God.
Amen.
The power of God that works in you to do. You know, one of the ladies in my church... She had got up, fed up with deliverance, and she came to my church 16 years ago. She's still there. I said, you know what? I got fed up with deliverance because everybody was trying to shake your head off when they prayed for you. You don't have to scream and holler. You just have to take authority. She says, I didn't even know you were doing deliverance up there when I saw the demons set the people and they start hollering and hooting. You know, the demons sometimes will speak to you and say, we're not coming out. I say, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you.
Amen.
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 And I'll tell you, I've been in warfares, man, where my body has gotten... I look like Popeye on the goosebumps that I got. When you're in total intense warfare, when there's a lot of demons coming at you and you're standing there warring in the dark sometimes. Stand with me. But I want to tell you the generational curses and the pressures that come against you, you can destroy that power if you understand who you are. That's why everything I read, we read and you repeated after me, is in Scripture.
Amen.
You say, well, he didn't even read the Bible to start out with. Get away from habits and systems.
Amen.
Let the Spirit of the Lord move in your life and let God do what he has to do.
Amen?
Amen. Understand the power of the working of God. Amen?
Amen.
The enemy is not interested how high you shout or how tough you get. He needs to know what kind of faith you walk in.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
You, I know.
True.
Paul, I know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who the heck are you?
Amen.
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 I tell the pastors over there, I said, don't call me a demon chaser. I'm not chasing demons. But I want every demon in hell to understand when I get up, he's awake. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Give him praise.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to be so in tune with the Spirit of God that we don't walk in fear.
Amen.
I had battle with demonic forces that have come of men that are infiltrated by demonic forces. And if you're afraid, they're going to make you run.
Yes. Amen.
But we don't have the spirit of what?
Fear.
What kind of spirit we have?
Hey!
Somebody worship God with me tonight. Amen. You need to take that type of authority and demand. You know, Satan wants, you know, Satan says if the house is clear, he's going to come back and want to take it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. My household is my children, my grandchildren, my wife, my son. That's my household. And Satan can't have my household.
All right.
Because my household has been dedicated to the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You know, my mother died in 70. Got saved about 2-3 weeks before she died. And after she was buried, I took home this trunk. And in this trunk, I found a certificate where Thomas Duran and Juanita Duran had dedicated Jacob Duran to the service of God. Hey, now!
All right.
Woo! Does it work? Yeah, it works. Because God is true. Amen? It works. It's not rituals. It's not systems. It's the anointing. That's when you've dedicated your children. They might be so far off, you still got to call them back in. I've dedicated you to the service of God. My mother had a hand that reached to that wall over there. Boom! You will serve the Lord. Come on. Grandma, Mama, you better stand and see the glory of God. You better stand and believe for the power of God for salvation for your household. You better not be speaking out of your mind. Let them go to hell. Let them do what they want. Let them be stupid. Let them be ignorant. Let them be deceived. Let Satan have them. You better war like you've never warred before. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have power and authority. Jesus said, brother, he gave us power and authority. Is that what he said?
What he said.
He gave us power and authority. Amen?
Amen.
Say this with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority and dominion over my household. I take the power of Satan away from my children, from my grandchildren, from my whole family. In the name of Jesus, I break every generational curse, every sickness and disease, every spirit that brings sickness and disease. I come against it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I am more than a conqueror, victorious by the blood. In Jesus' name, I am more than a conqueror. Say it again, I am more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Lord is my deliverer. He's my high tower. He's my refuge. He's my salvation. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Come on, somebody, give him praise tonight. The Lord be glorified. The Lord be magnified. You got to magnify the Lord. You know in the Old Testament they shouted, the Lord be magnified. You got to magnify him. You got to make him bigger than big. You got to make him bigger than your own circumstances right now. You got to make him bigger than your lack. You got to make him bigger than your sickness. You got to make him bigger than anything you're seeing with your natural eye. You got to declare, the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah. You need to stand and you need to see the salvation of God. And you need to declare the righteousness of the Lord. And you need to plead the blood. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. Don't be over here trying to be cute. Stand and declare. You can't have them. They're mine. They belong to the kingdom of God. One by one, my family's coming in. My brothers, my sister. My brother, now he's at, they just call me that he's at his deathbed. But you know what? I don't even want to go over there. You know why? Because he's saved already.
Amen.
If it's time to go, God take him. Before, my sister calls me and says, I want to let you know that Brother Ray says that he feels strange because now he prays for all of us. Amen. Which he never did before. It's a strange thing to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. I want to ask you tonight, before I hand it to Brother Miller, if there is anybody here that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Savior. You're walking away from God. You've gotten in ties by some kind of garbage or whatever. I want you to lift your hand up. If you're here and you want to return to the Lord, or you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you want to be saved. Maybe some of you have never been in a service like this. You haven't seen deliverance. But this is what it's all about. This is the church of the living God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody? Amen. God wants to fill you with His power so you'll be able to declare. It's not just knowledge of the Word. The world says that knowledge is powerful. But knowledge in the kingdom of God without understanding is zero. Is that true? Sure. That's why God wants to fill us with the wisdom and knowledge and get understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing it. Amen. Because the power of God has to work in us. Hallelujah. I'm going to hand it over to Brother Glenn. If you need prayer or deliverance, more deliverance, I'm glad to stay here with you and just pray over you and see what God shows us. Break the power of darkness off of you. Walk in the light. Brother Glenn, I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.